Well, I think in all honesty, I think I caught a wave. The book is the subtitle of the book is how, let me see if I can remember it, how ex-convicts reform and rebuild their lives. And even that language sounds quite dated. At the time I was writing, nobody had written about ex-convicts, ex-prisoners, people come out of prison since the 60s or 70s. It was a big topic in the 1970s in the United States, early 1970s, a number of important studies. And then remarkably, just as the prison system boomed to its unbelievable heights in the late 70s, 80s, and all through the 90s, the study of prisons in general, but even in particular the fates of ex-prisoners, became anachronistic. It became something that people weren't interested in anymore. Around about 1999, a fellow named Jeremy Travis, who was in the Clinton administration, he was the director of the National Institute of Justice under Janet Reno at the time. Jeremy and Janet became interested in this notion that, well, if we've locked up 2 million people in prison, presumably a lot of them are going to get out, and are we ready for this number of ex-prisoners? And they calculated the numbers coming out per year were 700,000 or so people getting out of prison each year, something like 1,600 per day. And this sort of led to this panic, and they were ready. They had some ideas on the ready, but academia wasn't, and there wasn't any scholarship out there. We didn't know much of anything. And then here's this schmuck from Chicago who had a book called How Ex-Convicts Go Straight and Reform Their Lives. And I think I was just in the right place at the right time in lots of ways.
And I suppose, how do ex-convicts reform their lives? Because you imagine that it's quite difficult in the sense that if you've been in prison, people are less likely to give you a chance, you're less likely to get work, and ironically, you're probably more likely to have to resort to crime than even maybe beforehand.
Prisons are an expensive way to make bad people worse notion. It has a lot of truth to it, and it's one of the things I'm speaking about today at the conference. My research is hopeful and it's optimistic, and as you say, it looks at success, and there are successes out there. Something like 60% of people who come out of prison return back to the prison, and that's a staggering rate. It's a true failure of an institution. You know, the comparison is always to hospitals and so forth, and prisons. They have been exposed for not being the kind of places of growth and reform that presumably nobody ever believed they were, except for some judges. But if anyone ever believed that, nobody does anymore. But there are a percentage who do get out of that life, and one of the one of the purposes of the book is to learn from those exceptional people who do move out of lives of crime, and just those sort of traps you're talking about, the kind of unemployment and social exclusion and so forth. It really is almost their stories, the people who go straight, that are almost more remarkable than the predictable guy who comes out of prison, finds every door slammed against him, and turns back to crime. We sort of understand that story intuitively, but the other story, the success side, we know less about, so that's what I wanted to learn about in that book.
And what did you learn? Were there any particularly inspiring people, and what was it that inspired them, or what was different about them that they managed to be able to overcome all these obstacles where other people couldn't?
Yeah. Well, they were certainly very inspiring, and they all had others who had inspired them along the way. The book is a couple hundred pages, and I can let your readers read that. We also have a film out, by the way, if you don't have the time to read that long book, that called The Road from Crime. That's sort of a documentary version of Making Good. It's available for free to download online. The summary of the book, I suppose, all of these the individuals that we interviewed that went straight were able to find opportunities where they could reclaim an identity, opportunities where they were able to prove they were more than just the sum of their crimes. Some of them found work as drug counselors, would be a sort of a classic route out of crime, that they were able to use their past experiences, which were negative, which were shameful in many cases, and which were quite tragic, and they were able to take those lives and turning them into something useful. They were able to say, okay, I screwed up my life for 20 years, but now I'm going to take that failure and turn it into a success and hope that others don't go down the same route that I do. And that kind of model, and that's where the making good aspect comes from. It's sort of a redemption story that they go through, seem to go across the sample. So the drug counselor, the former addict who becomes a drug counselor, is a prototype of that. But there were lots of smaller examples of individuals in our sample doing much the same sort of thing.